sad day in the sports world today, September 23rd, as Yankees Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra has passed away at the age of 90. One of his infamous Yogi-isms was, "I try to tell the kids someone's got to win and someone's got to lose." An appropriate quote going into this weekend's matchup against the Cowboys. Both the Falcons and the Cowboys go into Sunday's game 2-0, both defeating the Giants and the Eagles. But only one team will come out 3-0, and our bet is on the Falcons. One of the biggest challenges for the Falcons will be how to prepare for the backup quarterback who will start Sunday's game, Brandon Weeden, after Tony Romo fractured his clavicle and will most likely be out for 8 weeks.
It's hard to understand like somebody's style when you don't have lots of tape on them. So you go back through and you find, you know, some of the things that they do well and here's some of the strengths that they've shown. But then it comes right back into their system too, you know, like they have a real belief in how they play. So routes and timing and that hasn't changed. So that's really the challenge, not knowing, you know, maybe the style and the speed of a player pertains to that spot.
Ricardo Allen will have to cover an offense without Romo and wide receiver Dez Bryant, but he's more focused on day-to-day preparation.
We talk about winning the day, and that's what we take it. We take it day by day. We don't talk about the game. We don't talk about after the game. We talk about today is Wednesday. We're going to go out there. We're going to play our best, and we're going to become the best we can today. And we're going to work on the next day. We don't care about the statistics. We don't care about everything else. We just take about day by day. Don't look too far ahead and just be the best you can today.
What we've installed this morning, we're getting great reps at practice, and we're making sure that we're on top of our plan. And beyond that, you know, I don't think it's worth worrying about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, 3 months from now. It doesn't matter. And I think guys really believe that in here. You know, it's about day-to-day preparation, and the more we can stay with that mindset, the better off we'll be.
One area that Coach Quinn emphasizes on in both practices and games is making sure every single athlete finishes.
You know, it's been fun. You know, I mean, I'm not saying coming from behind is fun, but being down is fun. But, you know, it shows what type of team we have. You know, we built on finishing, and that's the main thing. That's what we teach and that's what we preach is finishing. And that's the thing. You know, we get into ball games, we work hard, we compete, and throughout the game, we try to win games in the fourth quarter.
Your injury update for today's practice. Those who did not participate were Tevin Coleman because of his ribs, Devin Hester because of his toe, and Brooks Reed because of his groin. Those who were limited in practice today were Paul Warlow because of his calf, Paul Soliai with his knee, Malachi Goodman with his tricep, Julio Jones with his hamstring, and Justin Durant with his foot. Everyone here at the Atlanta Falcons want to get you as close to the action as possible, so make sure you're following us on all of our social media accounts like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks for joining us on this Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.